Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life is celebrating its 30th year of ministry this year, 30 years of transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. New Life Live is dedicated to helping you in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi everybody, Steve Arterburn here, and we are live in the studio today. Sometimes on Fridays, we're not live. We're live today. Dr. Dave Stoop is with me. Hi, Dave.
Hey, Steve. Good to be here.
Yeah, good to be with you. If you want to join us, it's 1-800-229-3000. 1-800-229-3000. We'd love to talk to you what you want to talk about. And you know, Father's Day's coming up, and anybody that's struggling with a father issue, well, Dave is Dr. Father. I mean, he's got this book, Making Peace with Your Father. I'm not telling you that's a great book to give to your father. It's a great book to give to your husband, or a great book to give to yourself right now and read it between now and Father's Day. And so, Dave, let's just say somebody's got an acoustic, angry, bitter dad. Is there any hope, or what's, I mean, you have to accept that, you have to grieve it. Is there anything that might form a link to this sick man, anything like that?
One of the things the book does is point out what you're missing with a father like that at the different stages of life, with early childhood and elementary years and high school years and adult years. And one of the things that goes on in developmental psychology in the universities is they're trying to minimize the role of the father in spite of the statistics that point out what happens when a father's absent or a father is abusive. And so what I did when I put the book together was research all that we could find talking about what father's role is and at the different stages, more than just a substitute for mom. He has some important inputs that he does at each stage that's important in the development of the child. So if you had an abusive father, you've internalized him. So you're really dealing with the father that lives in your head, not the father that lives across the street from where you park. And that's a lot of hope, because I can deal with the father that's in my head. I dealt with my father issues 20 years after my father died. And if it had to include him in the process, I would have been hopeless because he was gone. But he was still alive in my head, and I had to come to terms with what he was, what he wasn't, what he should have been, and what he shouldn't have been. And that's what led to the book.
I had someone at the ministry tell me about a friend using this. She's a school teacher, and she's using the principles out of it to teach kids what a healthy father is like, because many of them have no idea. And so, you know, it's a great teaching book. If you give us a gift of any amount, we'll send it to you, or you could order it at newlife.com or by calling 1-800-NEW-LIFE. But, Dave, the issues are so complex. I was talking with a wonderful Christian young woman, and she really felt like the problem with her was kind of the not that her dad was mean all the time, but it was kind of like emotional incest with her. He was mean, and then he was too involved with her. The issues are so complex. It's so hard. But this book can help.
It helps to have a starting point to say, well, this is what he should have done at this stage of life, and then compare it with what happened.
Yeah. So, really great to know what normal is. Then you know what you've missed. Rather than, you know, trying to glorify dad or minimize or whatever, learn what is the problem. What was there? And you can do that in this book. All right, 1-800-229-3000. We come back. We're going right to the phones. Really glad you're with us here today. It's Live on Friday. Live Friday with Dr. Dave Stoop, Steve Arterburn here. We'll be back right after this. Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
Your ministry has saved my life.
If you struggle with emotional hurt, family or marriage problems, the pit of depression, or the pain of addictions, we can help.
I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was.
You guys are awesome. You're a blessing to America.
Our treatment programs provide clinically appropriate solutions from licensed professionals, all in a biblical framework.
I have had problems with alcohol. I think God has ordained this place to be His.
You don't have to be a prisoner of your pain. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
She tells me that I'm a new man and I feel like a new man.
It worked for me and it can work for them too.
This time it is different.
If you're ready to take the first step toward genuine spiritual and emotional healing, please call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Now we're back. Steve Arterburn here, Dr. Dave Stoop. I said we'd go right to the phones, and that's exactly what we're going to do. And let's go to Sunny, Los Angeles, California, listens on KKLA. Hi, Sunny. How you doing?
Well, I'm trying to hang in there. Any advice?
What's
After 25 years of marriage, I guess my husband's into porn. We
really?
Had the
what
nicest
happened?
Holiday weekend, and he was so good to me. And then all of a sudden, I said, well, I'm going to run to the store while I ate lunch. And it was almost like he was trying to get rid of me. Mm-hmm. When are you going? Well, I'm going later. I want to eat. Or, well, I thought you were going to go. And I just thought something was fishy. Are you trying to get rid of me? So I went, and after the holiday weekend, I noticed on the computer, hey, here's a website, Meghan Markle nude. I just felt like I was stabbed in the back, punched in the stomach. For the first time in, let's say, 5 years, we had a wonderful weekend. The kids are growing, little sex, a little... I just really felt angry and betrayed. Mm. And we haven't spoken since. We live in the same house. So am I going to get a divorce at 66? I work for his company.
Okay. No, you're going to get him some help, Sonny.
Well, what did he say about it when you confronted him? What was his response?
Oh, he just looked at me like... I don't know. I get angry. I had to go to anger management once because of some crap he did, and I was just so angry. I told him, fine, Meghan Markle can come and make your dinner.
Okay.
She can launder your clothes because I'm done being your wife.
Okay, so here's the deal.
He's non-Christian, so he's coming from a different world. Oh, what did he tell me? He told me, I was just curious. Well,
Sonny,
a time or two before...
Sonny. I want to give you some help here. I want to give you some advice. And all of that anger that you're expressing, well, it's appropriate, but you need to get some counseling and get that out so that our time can be most valuable. You can...
Yeah, I am on Medicare.
You can try... Hold on a second. Just listen to me here. You can try to punish him, or you can demand... that he get help. This thing that he has done doesn't negate the entire relationship. He is like many men. There's a compartment. He puts all this in this little compartment, still loves you, but he's over here doing, inappropriate things for whatever reason. So you want to say to him, I think you got to go to this every man's battle thing if you want to keep this marriage together, because this has ripped through me like you would never, ever imagine. And give him a chance to respond to that. And then you're going to need to find a way to deal with your anger other than just, you know, continuing to yell at him or whatever, because that isn't going to help anything either. Dave, your thoughts on this. What do you think would be helpful?
This isn't a recent occurrence, Sonny. Yeah. This has probably been going on for years, and he just hit it better. But it gets more intense and more demanding of him because it's an addiction. And there is hope. There are countless guys who, when their wife makes an issue out of it and has a plan for him to get his sobriety back and get him back into the kind of man you thought he was, there's hope and there's success in those kind of meetings. So stay on the line. We'll give you more information about every man's battle, but that don't worry about whether he's a Christian or not. It's a common problem with Christians. It's a common problem with non-Christian men. It's just, unfortunately, too common a problem because it's too easy to do.
Yeah, and I'm going to send you Every Man's Battle to give to him. But, you know, a lot of times we're faced with these horrible situations. What happens is a lot less important than how we react or respond to it. And so now that you know the truth about the relationship, you've got an opportunity to react and respond in a way that could change everything. And then you end up with the relationship you thought you had, the relationship that you always wanted and expected. So it doesn't have to be all bad here. Some good things can come from this. But hold on, and we'll get that. Anybody else, you know, it's tough. But let's don't give up just because we find the reality that's there in front of us. Let's go to Troy. Troy's calling from Panama City, Florida. Hi, Troy. Welcome to New Life. How can we help today?
Hey, guys. My mom passed away on the 21st, so I guess last Monday.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I kind of lost track of time.
That's sad. I'm so sorry.
I wasn't really... thank you. My dad got custody of me when I was really little. Mom was never really a part of my life. And I live up here in South Florida, Northern Florida now, and I'm living with. I live near my brother and my grandma and my aunt, and they're all completely devastated by it. And I'm really kind of angry because I've got children now that I really wanted her to be a part of their life, and so I just don't want to be bitter. And you know, there's a lot of frustration about the fact that I did go live with my dad, which I can look back on it now and say I needed, but he was very abusive, and I'm all kinds of mixed up. I've been sober for about 6 weeks now, and this happened right in the middle of all that, and go ahead, sorry.
So you stayed sober?
Yes, sir. I've been
all right.
Telling everybody.
Good job.
I've been talking to everybody about it. I don't want to do that anymore. I'm done with that part of my life, and I've got a family I got to look out for. I can't be selfish anymore.
Well, look at that. I mean, you found a way to get through this without alcohol, and boy, this would have been a great excuse for you. So good job on that, my friend. And well, all this stuff you're feeling, you know, you can beat yourself up or question, you know, going to live with your dad and all that kind of stuff. But, hey, look, stuff happened. You didn't have all these choices that you have today. And you didn't have the insight or anything. You did the best you could, and you made it to this point. You've been through what you've been through, and now you've got an opportunity to really put into these kids in a way that a lot of dads probably wouldn't have the insight that you do to do that. Dave, your thoughts here?
Well, the interesting thing, Troy, is that anger is a part of grieving, and you'll be making bargains with yourself. I should have. You're already doing that, and then there's a lot of sadness with it. But those are natural responses to the loss of somebody that's important to you. Because you're angry because of your kids not getting to know her, but you'd never got to really know her that well either.
And that was really hard because I was getting all these questions because I was the one they weren't stable enough to deal with all the questions to set up the memorial service for her. And so I had all these questions coming at me about, you know, I didn't even know her birthday. And she was 52. So
she
was not like she was very old.
So that came out. That came out of the blue then.
Yeah, she was diagnosed with clinical depression. Her boyfriend shot her in the head like 7 years ago, and so she fell and hit her head. That's what happened. But I'm also diagnosed with borderline personality disorder, so I really have a hard time processing everything to begin with.
Yeah.
Well, one of the things I'd suggest you do is to get a journal and to write your thoughts, because it'll help you to manage the fluctuations in your thinking. And it will help you in a larger sense as well, if you can do that. But ask questions about her. Don't be ashamed of not knowing, because that was a result of her lifestyle and your choices and your dad's choices back in the early days when you were growing up. And that's what happened. And now you gotta fill in the gaps if you can.
Well, one of the great things that's obvious here is you didn't marry somebody, you didn't date somebody that shot you. I mean, you've already proven that you've upgraded your life here. Okay, so you've had a drinking problem. Now you've done what needs to be done. You didn't relapse.
It was a little more than a drinking problem, but yeah.
Okay, all right. So you just, you know, during this time and confusion, you may need to go to even more meetings than you thought. But this is the chance to be able to look back in 5 years, 10 years, say, well, kids, you know, that's where it really, really sunk into me. And that's where I really started being a dad that I always wanted to be. It wasn't just me stopping. It was me not starting again. When I had the best excuse possibly could have to do it, I didn't do it. I continued recovering because I love you, and I wanted to see what God had in store for my life, and it's been fantastic. That's what you want to be able to look back on. Do the stuff that feels good, but makes you feel good about yourself, mm-hmm. and you'll never, ever regret it. Do you have a life recovery Bible?
No, sir.
Okay, well, so here's a Bible. I'll send it to you. It's got all of the 12-step material in there that you could imagine, because 12 steps come right out of the Bible. This is going to help you study notes, devotionals, principles. It's all right there for you, and I'm going to send it to you. Anybody else, you can get one at 1-800-NEW-LIFE or newlife.com. Pray for him. Man, that is rough. Absolutely. A great thing. And I'm going to send him Making Peace with Your Father, because that's going to be a big, big help to you. All right, let's go back to the phones. By the way, 1-800-229-3000. We're live in the studio. 1-800-229-3000. Let's go to Frank, calling from Los Angeles, listens on KKLA also. Hey, Frank, how are you?
Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning.
Hi. How can we help today?
Well, I have a question, but I want to give you a little backstory first. I'm 69 years old, approaching 70, and I'm in the midst of a divorce after 50 years of marriage.
Oh, my word.
In those 50 years, I lived a very tumultuous lifestyle with drugs, alcohol, and skirts. And the skirt issue resulted in a son being born, and he's estranged from me. I also have a daughter with I have grandchildren, and 3 years ago, they told me that I was still a threat to the family, and I had been sober for 10 years already, but they said they wanted me in therapy weekly. Before I get to see my granddaughters. So I did. I got into therapy, and after 6 months, I thought maybe there'd be some dividends, and there weren't. So in a year rolled around, I accepted that punishment. I felt it was punishment. They denied it. Now it's going on 3 years, and my wife finally admitted that it wasn't getting a psychological help or seeing the doctor. Was she wanted to punish me.
Okay, so what's the question for us then? That's rough.
Okay, the question is, another man, if he's going through this, what advice would you give him? What works for me is a church, strong family support, and strong church and family, and therapy. I'm in therapies, but there are probably some other men who are going through this at this age, and what advice would you give them?
I'm surprised you haven't tried to get this, is supervised visitation, where there's somebody, some other family member there and with you, so that you can have the connection with the kids. That's one of the things that I would suggest.
These are her children, and she doesn't want me to have any. I've been ostracized from this family. So if I'm going to be ostracized from this family,
then you've done you've done the right thing by getting a new family with your church family and support and your recovery system going.
Yes, sir. That's worked for me. But you know, there's other men out there who don't have a family, don't have. You know, I don't know what words of wisdom you can give them.
Yeah, I'm going to give you my 2 cents when we come back from this break. So hold on. 1-800-229-3000, live in the studio on Friday.
I did come into the weekend with an expectation to sort out probably something that couldn't be fixed.
The New Life Intimacy and Marriage Workshop is coming to Washington, D.C., July 20th to the 22nd.
There is a third person in our marriage, and it's not Jesus. It's a voice that is harsh, and it's put a wall between us.
Join Steve Arterburn.
I'm going to be talking about 7 different secrets from the Mediterranean. You do these, and they lead you to a life of passion and meaning and romance and deep, intimate connection.
And Mylon and Kay Yurkovich.
We're going to be talking about the emotional, sexual, and relational journey that all couples go on over the course of a lifetime together.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com.
I really feel like we have somewhere to go and a future, and we have hope.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Last year, after every man's battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
You guys are doing God's work here. You're restoring marriages. You're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here with Dr. Dave Stuper, live in the studio today. And if you got a problem, we have an answer. Pray for those guys at Every Man's Battle right now in Washington, D.C. They're doing something about their lives. If you have not and you want to, well, the next chance, July 6th in Atlanta. Be a great time to put it all together. Intimacy in Marriage, July the 20th, Washington, D.C. What an amazing, amazing weekend that will be. Every one of those weekends has just been astounding, and we have always been amazed at the kind of changes that take place. And you can be part of it, and you think you're in a hopeless, helpless situation, don't give up until the two of you have gone to our Marriage Intimacy Intensive. It takes pretty good marriages, makes them great. It takes horrible marriages and makes them really good. A level of intimacy that folks never think possible. Please call us. 1-800-NEW-LIFE and ask about intimacy in marriage in July. All right, I'm just going to give you my two cents here, and that would be this. If you don't have contact with the children or grandchildren that you want to be in touch with, if you can communicate with them and they get it, then communicate with them. Send them letters or emails expressing wisdom, knowledge, love, and care for them. If that's not possible, keep a journal. Write to them in a journal. One day, maybe if there's a reconciliation, you can hand the journal. If not, maybe after you pass, they'll find that journal, and there could be some healing there because they knew in all those times of separation, you loved them, you cared about them, you had feelings that they never dreamed possible because of the things that were said about you by those who were in charge. That's just an idea. I'm going to send you a copy of Every Man's Bible, great Father's Day gift. I think you're going to love this Bible, and I'll get that out to you. Let's go to Tim, Portland, Oregon. KBXL is the station. Hi, Tim. How you doing, buddy?
Okay. And you?
Yep. What's going on?
Well, I need some help real bad.
Okay.
I've been involved in porn 5 years, 5 decades, excuse me.
Okay.
And it's been a uphill battle since 12, 13, 15, 14, somewhere in there. And it's come to a head. I've been in and out of it for the 9 years that I'm married. And my wife and her family have given me chances and over chances again and again. And it finally came to a head when I went, first time in 9 years we've been separated. I went to Portland to fly to Florida to pick up a new RV that we just bought and drove it back to Oregon. And she found a list of strip joints down there in Portland that I was going to go to when I had a little bit of layover time and didn't go. I talked myself out of it. I've picked up Every Man's Battle book, and she read part of it and something in that book about some woman on a corner or something. I don't remember what she said now, but she had me throw it away. We've tried devotion books.
Why don't you go get some help?
There is no trust. There is no.
Why don't you do what you've heard so many other men have done and go to the workshop and get some help and say, "Hey, this is what I'm going to do to change my life. I'm going to go get help. I'm not going to read a book. I'm not just going to talk about it." You can't change 50 years by reading a book,
no.
By talking, by doing devotions with her,
or by willpower.
So, do you want things to be different, or do you just want her to?
Oh yes, I'm trying
believe.
To my marriage. She don't
okay.
want to kiss me. She don't want to hug me.
Okay.
I don't
All right.
blame her.
Okay,
it is just
so
totally
you listen.
Destroyed our
so,
marriages.
Okay, so you listen to the program. Why haven't you said I need to go to that workshop?
It's kind of difficult where I'm at, and my job. I drive truck 5 days a week.
Wait a second.
Hours.
You. Okay, so you're saying to her, "I'd like to get better." Just as long as it doesn't interfere with my job. So that's what you're saying to her. But I believe if you had cancer, you'd probably find a way to get help for that. Well, your marriage has a cancer. And the cure, the prognosis is it can be 100% curable. So you have to really be honest with yourself, I think, first. Do you want to change, or do you just want her? Do you want to change, or do you just want her to be like she used to be? in the least painful way possible.
No, I need to change me.
Okay, so when you get to that point, though, when you're ready to change, you're going to figure out how to work that out. It's just a weekend. It's not like going into a hospital for 3 weeks or something. It's a weekend. If you can't work out a weekend, you got to question, how serious are you about getting better?
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433. Or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-639-5433.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
I'm an addict, and I'm trying to get God in my life again. You seem to be able to get to the crux of a problem quickly.
Our Christ-centered treatment programs can help you break free to embrace all that God has for you and your family.
I just want to thank you guys for bringing me to a relationship with Jesus.
There really is help for marital problems, depression, addictions, panic attacks, and feelings of hopelessness.
I came back with so many tools to help me prepare myself to fight this struggle and this battle that I have every day.
You can start living again today, living the life God intended for you. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
They did care, and they did follow up very lovingly, and it made all the difference in my life.
Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Someone who cares is waiting at the other end of the phone. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-639-5433.
We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here with Dr. Dave Stoop here on a live Friday. A lot of times you get some classic we love to play, some great program, but here we are live today. And, you know, I just want to encourage you, Tim, that you really can make this better. I'm going to send you a copy of Worthy of Her Trust, and right there, all the things you need to know about how to win her heart back. Dave, any final thoughts there for Tim before we go?
No, it's just kind of it kind of puts it right in perspective when he can't get a Friday off and do something that would really end it, and he keeps trying and gets frustrated. Trying harder only gets you more of the same thing is a saying that I've loved over the years, and that's what you're struggling with, Tim. You got to do something different.
Yeah. We just have to be honest. You know, do I want to change, or do I want to get
trying.
The other person to think I'm going to change, so the heat is lowered on my dilemma? You know, that's really at the heart of a lot of stuff. But we have a lot of guys go to Every Man's Battle, and that's their only motivation, lower the heat. But once they get there, then they go from just wanting to lower the heat to finding the hope and the help, and life's never the same.
It's a life
change. That's what we want to see. Yeah, that's what we want to see for you. So you have to call us, though. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Most of the time, the wife, girlfriend, or ex makes that first phone call. And so maybe you know somebody that needs it. Maybe you need to be the one that calls. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. All right, let's go to, how about we talk with Kumar, Orlando, Florida, WTLN. Hi there, how you doing?
Hi, Steve. I'm doing wonderful. How are you? Hi, Dave.
Hi.
Doing great. How can we help you today?
Okay, I have a question, and it's regarding prepaid college fund. Should I release it to my son, who's going to be 21 soon, but he been doing some drugs. All I know is marijuana and some sort of vapor. I don't know of any other type of drugs. He's very
good with
me.
Okay. Why would you do it?
I don't want to do it. I've been listening to you all for the past, I think, 6 years.
Uh-huh.
And I don't, that's where I'm basing it on, not to release the fund, but he been fighting with me and making me feel guilty, I think.
Yeah, okay. So now this is a college fund, right?
This is a college fund. It's a prepaid college fund. And he thinks he has
did
all
he go
right
to college?
To the money.
Did he go to college?
He was in college, and he was doing the drugs, and he did something to the account, and I closed the account.
Mm-hmm. Is he in college? Did he graduate?
No, he did not graduate. He wanted to go back to school, to continue his four-year degree.
Yeah.
But he does not want to do any requirements that I ask him to, like, go take a drug test or go get counseling. He does not want to do any of that.
Well, let me just say you're absolutely on the right track. Dave, go ahead.
Where's his father, Kamir?
Okay, his father and I divorced 3 years officially. We've been separated 2 years. His father is on his own. I don't have any communication with him, but I did meet with his father and my son and his sister talking about his college fund, and his father is saying, well, we have to work with him. And I am like, I'm willing to work with my son, but I'm not going to enable the situation.
Good.
Do you have a support system? Do you have people that are supporting you?
I go to Celebrate Recovery. I go to Celebrate Recovery, so I am in a small group.
Okay.
I was in counseling, and I was a former Hindu and became a Christian 6 years ago.
Good for you.
Wow. Super.
What I would suggest is that you come up with a list of things that you feel are necessary for you to be free to release the funds, and then negotiate it with him. Don't just arbitrarily say this is it,
but
negotiate
that,
away
said,
the
okay,
important
here.
Stuff.
So tell I said, son, we have discussed this before, and he said, yes, Mom, I will go to counseling. Yes, Mom, I will go to counseling. But he does not go to the counseling. He will make the appointment, and then he will cancel it and lie about it if they cancel it because of insurance.
Well, then he's being irresponsible.
So he's been lying.
He's being irresponsible.
Okay. So, you know what? Let me tell you what I would do. I would take a two-prong approach. If you want to get your college degree, this college fund, I will pay the college or university directly for your tuition. That's one part of it, okay? So you don't give him the money and then he doesn't...
Well, he does not have access to the money. The money is under my name. I have to release it because it's not...
Right.
I froze it.
I'm saying to you, you're telling him I will pay the college for your tuition out of this. Now, what is it that you expect from him? Is it just simply that he would go see a counselor?
Well, I would like to see him get some help in terms of see a counselor get a drug test to see where he's at with this. He doesn't live with me. I don't have any. He doesn't communicate with me.
Okay, so you have the right to say to him, when I get this clean drug test on Wednesday, I will release this much money to you. Or what's that?
I said you should put a date, give him a date.
Yeah.
Well, you just tell him, whatever you want, it's your money. It's not his money. And he has to do some things. He's proven that he's not, in and of himself, independently responsible. So you need some additional stuff.
Well, I have done that, Steve. I have done that with him, and he's telling me, yes, Mommy, whatever you want me to do this, I will go. Just let me know.
Okay.
And then when we met, it was a different story.
Okay, so what I'm saying is, are you listening to what I'm saying? I'm saying he has to give you proof of doing it before you release the money. And then when you find out he doesn't really want to do it anyway, that's a different situation. And that's where Dave's saying you need your support group to not give in to a manipulative, drug-using college dropout who wants the money anyway. The money was to educate him. So you're in such a great position, but I don't want you to lose that position. The flexibility, though, is I'm willing to open it up. You know, there are some counselors that you could send them whatever check it is, and when the person goes to counseling, they'll say, okay, well, we're done with counseling. Here's the check your mom sent for you. I mean, there are a lot of things you can do for him to meet your criteria. You have the right to have criteria.
Okay.
Can we underscore that for you? You have the right to set criteria.
That's what I was saying.
The criteria needs.
Maybe I'm approaching it. I was not approaching it in a way that is caring and loving and not enabling. I was thinking maybe I am not approaching it in that manner. So I wanted some advice. How do I approach it? And I let him know that I care for him. I love him.
He will not. He will not ever hear that you love him and care for him unless you give him his way.
Yes.
And but if you don't give him his way, 10 years from now, he will either be dead or he'll be grateful because he'll look back and say, she didn't give in. She loved me so much, she didn't do what would make her feel better. She did what I needed her to do, and that's why I'm sober today. That's what you want.
And the other thing, Kumar, is your criteria has to be action, things that he does.
Yeah, right.
Not things that he's going to do. And
because
so there has to be the proof of it.
Yeah, you can't trust him. So
that's what I base my criteria. Here's my criteria, and I tell him, and he says, okay, Mom. But I hear you now. I hear you. I'm going to have to give him a deadline.
Yeah.
To give me this information, you know, the result. I want to see the result.
You have to see it.
Okay.
Now, the problem I have is that it feels like Dave and I are the only ones on your team. So you're going to have to get some more people on your team saying, yes, this isn't the time to give in to him wanting money so he can spend it how he wants. This is time for you to help him if he's helping himself. That's what you want to see. You're being a great mom. We don't want you to lose ground. I'm going to send you Take Your Life Back. I think that's going to be a big help in helping you respond, not react to him and his guilt tripping his mother. We'll be back after this.
My story includes multiple physical and emotional affairs.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
My wife found out that I had betrayed her. She insisted that I would go to the everyman's battle. I had some idea, perhaps, of what to expect, but I had no idea that it would have the impact on me that it did. There's just something about the way that you meet in a large group and then the smaller breakout groups. And the sharing is just something that I've never experienced before.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or log on to newlife.com.
This is the first time in my life that I ever felt comfortable in sharing the real me with other men. In my mind, it is one of the most critical things that a guy can do in his recovery.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Every time we try to talk, it just turns into a fight. I am so tired of arguing.
I don't understand. God, why did you take him from me?
I don't want my kids to think of me as the angry dad. Why can't I control my temper?
I feel like he's more like my roommate than my husband. How did we become this distant? hate looking in the mirror. No matter what I try, nothing seems to work.
I just feel like my world is spinning out of control.
I feel so broken. Could God ever heal me?
Is it ever going to get better? I feel like I'm drowning.
When will I learn to just breathe again?
It doesn't have to be this way. 48 hours can change your life. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
This is Terry McIntosh with a couple of things to be aware of. If you're battling drug or alcohol addiction, New Life can help connect you to the treatment you need. And if someone you care about is refusing help, it might be time to schedule an intervention. Either way, just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 639-5433 to find out more about treatment and interventions. And if there's a struggle you're facing, a relationship issue, or just a desire to improve your life, we have a nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors that we can connect you to. They've been interviewed and their credentials have been verified. So if we can help you with that, call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to you, Steve.
We are back. Let's go to Dwayne, and he's calling from Colorado Springs, Colorado, KGFT. Hey, Dwayne, how are you?
I'm not doing too well, John.
All right, what's going on?
My wife, she just passed away April 10th from cancer.
Oh my God. I'm so sorry.
So sorry.
I was the hospice caretaker. We had hired a hospice company, but, you know, I was there. That's a horrible beef. And I was in the military. I'm a veteran. And she was my rock. I had had a MST, a military sexual trauma that I had went through while I was in. I had actually been listening to you guys since 1992.
Wow.
And she knew about it. I told her about it. And even though it's all the issues that I have, she supported me, she helped me, and she was there for me. And now all this stuff is coming back.
Oh, I'm so
it's
sorry.
It's always been there, you know, it's just, you know, coming back.
Yeah.
And I am dealing with so much.
Yeah, I'm sure.
It's been so hard that, I mean, I can't even... I knew it was going to be hard, but I didn't know it was going to be this hard.
Yeah, sure. Harder than for most anybody else. It's just horrible. You getting any help from anybody? Or are you getting some support?
I called Mount Carmel. They're a veteran services organization out here that they help veterans. And
yeah.
We're trying to work on some counseling sessions.
Yeah,
but I'm not doing well. I mean, I'm not doing well at all. I've had to call the Veterans Crisis Hotline more than once. You know, when you think you just, I failed her. I keep thinking I failed her, and I know I can't stop death, but I feel like I failed her, and then I don't feel like I did when I was with her.
Yeah.
And I had to tell her, you know, I explained to her what happened. And, you know, I told her, listen, I know, I was into pornography and everything like this. And she asked, why would you, you know, do something like that after that? I said, you know, to feel normal. Because when you have somebody, your platoon sergeant, that rapes you, and you don't know why.
Yeah.
Oh, I needed something to feel like I was just a normal human being. And I said, I think that was part of it. I said, but you know what? Since I met you, and we became friends before we even dated, which I'm glad we did. And now I'm just, I am so lost. I numb the pain like I did before with alcohol, which I know I don't need to do.
Okay. All right. So let me ask you this. Is there a specific question you want to ask us? The reason you call would be what?
I am
I am so scared of being just without her because she was my rock.
Okay, is there a question around that fear?
I mean, how do I move on? How do I start living and trying to honor her?
Well, that's
I guess that's the question.
Okay.
You live in a way that honors her is what you aim for, but you're going to need help before the VA comes through. You ought to find a good Christian counselor that takes TRICARE insurance and get some help right away.
I didn't stay in 20 years. I still qualify for VA disability. I never filed a PTSD claim because at that point in time, MST and PTSD wasn't even recognized when I got out.
Okay.
I have the paperwork to do it now.
Okay.
But working with this and trying to move at the same time and dealing with her passing.
Well, it's obvious that you've got some very complicated grief, and you're going to need individual help. Don't you think that's a requirement, is individual help for complicated
definitely.
Grief mm-hmm. like that? And
but you get multifaceted help. You got to get into a grief group at your church or at some church that helps you to do the normal part of the grieving. You got an extra load to carry.
And the problem is that every time you fall back into pornography or anything, and the alcohol, now it's almost like you're keeping the wound open or opening it all up again. So the life of integrity is the life that's going to be the healing life. And so you're going to have to enter a recovery program. You're going to have to start going to AA if you're not, or Celebrate Recovery, or go to a life recovery group. I'm going to send you a life recovery Bible. I hope that's going to help. And a Take Your Life Back book to go with it. But all of this can't be, I mean, there's just no reason for you to try to deal with this on your own when I think anybody would tell you, you got to get some help from somebody else, face to face, one on one. So I'm going to ask folks to pray for you, and I'm going to ask them that this is to pray that this will be the beginning of the life that certainly your wife would have wanted you to live, and especially after she is gone. Well, it's things like this that make us very grateful that we're here for folks. He's been listening since 92, he says.
Wow.
Well, maybe you've been listening that long and you've never thought I ought to support this ministry. If you do, $30 a month, I'm going to send you a little library. It's called the Arterburn Wellness Series. 8 books, things like Understanding and Loving a Person with Bipolar Personality Disorder, Borderline Personality Disorder, Drug Addiction, Sexual Addiction, Depression, Narcissism. All those are addressed in that series. That's our gift. And all you have to do is say, I'm going to support you at $30 a month. And in addition to that, we give you access to the video library. It's got 150 videos that we've completed, that we're adding more all the time. And we hear people say that the library itself helped transform my life. Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. And it is smack dab summer, June 1. Here we are, and we need your support. We need some folks that don't normally support us to come along during this summer so that summer isn't a slump. It's a bump. That's what we need to see. We've been informed we got to do a little better than we've been doing, and from the people that we pay to be on the air, and we want you to help us with that if you possibly can. And to do that, you call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. But we're here to help you, and we're going to be doing that in Washington, D.C., the weekend of July the 20th, and that's all about our marriage intensive. And then, of course, we'll also be doing that at Every Man's Battle next month, and that's going to be in Atlanta. If you can help us, call us. If you need help, call us. Let us help you. That's what we're here for. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Have a great day. Thanks, Dave.
Thanks
great
for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again on Monday for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.